Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In terms of the quarterbacks, all right, so just bear with me here, Willie, because
that's right.
I find this fascinating. You can look at every draft, and you will find quarterbacks that have been picked in the first couple of rounds and then beyond. And it is remarkable how many can't misses miss, and how many who is that guy turn out to be good, serviceable NFL quarterbacks. So the list of quarterbacks this year from numerous mock drafts that I looked at have, in no particular order, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, you got Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers, and Carson Beck. Those are the top five on basically every board. And I'm not even saying they're all expected to be picked in the first round, but those seem to be the top five quarterbacks coming out that I think will be available. In terms of free agent quarterbacks, we'll get to that in a second, but those are the five that you think will be drafted first. If I go back to 2024, it's not fair, other than Jaden Daniels, who has been outstanding. I can't give a grade yet to Caleb Williams because the team's terrible. They're mishandled. The coaching situation was a mess. Sound familiar?
And I actually think he's going to be a star.
And he might be.
I think he is.
He might be. Don't know.
Offensive line is horrible. They gave up 67 sacks.
Too early to tell, though.
Yes.
But fair enough.
Yeah.
You've got, we talked about Daniels. Drake May, don't know. You've got Michael Penix, don't know. J.J. McCarthy, injured, have no idea. Bo Nix, looks good, but not sure yet. I can't. And the reason why I say that, too, is C.J. Stroud last year looked like a superstar, and this year has been a step back. So,
well, there's a lot of reasons for that. He lost two of his top receivers. Offensive line hasn't been that great.
There's always reasons.
Sure, I agree.
And then you've got Spencer Rattler and Jordan Travis, who the Jets have, but those are, you know, down the road. Who knows? If I go back to last year, all right, you look at last year, I mentioned C.J., Bryce Young won, which did not look good for a while. What happened? He sat, got benched for 3 or 4 weeks, has come back. He's looked like a different quarterback.
Last 4 weeks, he's looked good, damn good.
Don't know,
especially
if
yesterday.
Don't know if he's a franchise quarterback yet, but that was the number one overall pick. And if you're a Carolina fan, you might feel better about it, but you still don't know. You have no idea.
That's fair. I give you that.
C.J. Stroud, I think they're in pretty good shape in Houston.
I mean, they went to the playoffs. Like, I mean,
sure.
Back-to-back playoff appearance.
Fair enough. Yeah. Anthony Richardson, you don't know. You can't tell me that you have any
idea. I don't know nothing about Anthony.
Fourth overall
I saw him
pick
in college, and I didn't think he was that great.
Okay.
I knew his physical prowess was.
So he was the fourth overall pick.
Yes.
If I go back to 2022, not a good year for quarterbacks, so really I can essentially dismiss this, but I can't.
Okay.
Why is that? Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback taken. He went 20th overall. Not a good year for quarterbacks, right? Now we're going to come back to
the somersault yesterday in a pocket. I don't know if anybody saw that.
I did not see that. So now I'm going to come back to why the quarterback coach tandem is so important. You know who was picked 262nd that year? Was Brock Purdy.
Oh.
Now I'm not saying Brock Purdy's been to a Super Bowl. I know there's questions about his contract and if he's going to stay in San Francisco. But you're going to tell me you can't win with him? He won the conference last year. And they were how close to winning that Super Bowl last year?
I'll take Brock Purdy.
Correct. 262nd. Now, that's not normal, and I understand that. But it goes to the bigger point of these are more misses than hits. Trevor Lawrence, okay, started good. I'm not so sure anymore. He was the first overall pick. You know who number two was?
He's endured a lot of injuries.
He has been, and that's part of it, staying healthy. If you're not available to play, you can't play. Zach Wilson, second overall, we know about that. The third overall pick in 2021, Trey Lance. Third overall. And the 11th overall pick was Justin Fields, who will likely be available this offseason. And I think we've seen some things out of him that might excite you, but who knows? And Mac Jones was picked 15th.
Oh, man.
Right. But that's my point. Now, yeah, are there hits? Yes. Joe Burrow, first overall in 2020, that's a hit. Tua, if he could stay healthy, would be a hit. Justin Herbert, fantastic. Jordan Love picked 26th. So just because you have the number one overall pick does not necessarily
doesn't mean he's your guy.
Doesn't mean anything. So out of these five, I don't know a damn thing what these guys are going to be. But if you told me 3 years from now Carson Beck was the best of these five, I'd be stunned, but I wouldn't be shocked, as stupid as that sounds. Because it doesn't seem to make sense. Like, a lot of these don't make sense until they get with the team and the fit and the coach.
Correct. Like, to your Brock Purdy point, I mean, he was fortunate enough to step in, but look at the cast of guys he had with him. Debo, Ayuk.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Kittle.
Situation.
Trent Williams at left tackle. I mean, there's a number of reasons. Christian McCMC. So there's a number of reasons why that guy was able to excel on top of him just being ultra proud and prepared for the position.
I mean, there's so Kyler Murray's fine. Kyler Murray was the number one pick in 2019.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of Kyler Murray to believe that he was going to be that guy.
That's fine, but has he been that guy? He's been okay at times.
I
he's been
solid.
Great.
Even when
other times not so good.
When he got hurt and then came back into the fold, the Cardinals took a step up. Right? They've been able to step into going to step into Levi Stadium and
sure.
knuckle up with the Niners. Right? They've been pretty significant with him at quarterback.
I'm not arguing, but when you pick someone number one, you expect this is where we're talking about. You brought up, I think, last Tuesday about having patience.
Yes.
Just because you pick the guy number one, you're not going to go 15-2 next year.
I agree. And that's my whole point with the Giants fans all up in arms about potentially drafting Shadur Cam. Like, yeah, you may get him, but it's still a lot has to come with him, right?
Sure does.
And you got to have the patience. And are you going to have the patience with a young quarterback stepping in this market after you just sent Daniel Jones home?
You want patience? Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, pick 1 and 3. How'd that go for them in their first teams?
Not good.
And now you look at them. You know, patience. Let them develop. Let them actually, you know, sometimes guys got to sit and watch, which we've talked about, but because of the money, that's not the case. Patrick Mahomes got to sit and watch. He was picked 10th overall.
I sat behind Alex Smith.
Right.
And learned.
For a year. And
had Andy Reid.
I mean, it's just the examples are Dak Prescott, and I know some may not be enthralled with him right now. I like the guy. Fourth round pick. Jared Goff was number one overall. Now he's playing like it, but they couldn't wait to get rid of him for Matthew Stafford. And it's just, there's so many here. Marcus Mariota picked 2nd overall. And obviously the biggest one of all time, as we know, is Tom Brady. But that's so rare, I get. But there's so many misses.
Yeah, and I think for Giants fans, they're just frustrated, man. Because
I don't blame them.
I think right now part of their frustration is watching Saquon have the year he had.
Yeah.
And some believe if we had Saquon right now.
I don't believe that. I don't, because I think there's more to it than that. They had Saquon healthy, and it didn't work because the team wasn't good, because the quarterback
line
wasn't good. Right. The offensive line wasn't great. Saquon Barkley wasn't running for 2,000 yards with the Giants this year. He just wasn't.
He's
on a much better team.